Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church, and we are located in Grove City, Ohio. And I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Wednesday to you, and you know what that means. It's church tonight, and my, we look forward to another wonderful midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. We have Marvin St. Maria, who is a missionary from the Philippines, in the Philippines. He's been over here at Marietta Bible College training for the ministry, and he's going to be with us tonight to present his burden and his call that the Lord has put on his heart to return to the Philippines and do a work for God there. So we look forward to that. 6:30 tonight, he'll be to present. We will continue our studies in the gifts of the Spirit, and we'll be covering more gifts this evening. And so I hope you can come out and join us. 6:30 tonight here at Bible Baptist Church. We also, our Spanish church meets at 7 on Wednesday night. And so if you know a Hispanic family or you're Spanish speaking, you can come join that service at 7 p.m. this evening. All right. Well, listen, I do want to say this coming Sunday is old-fashioned Sunday. We are, without apology, an old-fashioned, independent, Bible-believing, Bible-preaching Baptist church. But once a year, we dress the part, too. And so we dress up in the old-fashioned clothes. We have the quilts and different decorations in the auditorium. And we have dinner on the grounds after the morning service. It's a great day. And so that's coming up on Sunday. I'll say more about that in the days to come. But if your Bible's nearby, Matthew chapter 6. Please. Matthew chapter 6. I want to talk to you a little bit today about all these things shall be added unto you. Jesus speaking here. This is part of his, what we call the Sermon on the Mount. And he said in verse 28, why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Wherefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all, and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. It's the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added unto you. You know, anxiety is very common in our day. Worry is very common in our day. Nervousness, doubtfulness, fearfulness. There's plenty of that abounding in our day. And here Jesus tells us several things. Number one, that there's a choice to be made. Everybody has a choice. And the choice, first of all, the first choice you make is about masters. No man can serve two masters. You'll serve one or you'll serve the other. You won't serve both. And it's interesting, the two masters he mentions are God and mammon, or God and money. And by the way, the longer I live, the easier it is to point out who's lived their life for money and who's lived their life for God. You've all heard the phrase, follow the money, because that's what people are after. So the choice may be made about your master, who you're going to serve. And the second, the choice has to be about your mindset. What do we eat? What do we drink? What should we wear? He said, these are things that Gentiles seek. That's Gentiles in the sense those who don't know God. That's what they're looking for. That's what they're thinking about. That's what occupies their mindset. Why? They don't have God. They don't have Heavenly Father. They don't have the promise that God will provide for their needs. So I understand the worry. I understand them being anxious. I understand them being concerned about their future. But as followers of Jesus Christ, we have a different mindset. Our choice is to focus on God. Our choice is to focus on his kingdom. Our choice is to focus on his righteousness, doing what he says is right, obeying his commandments. Look at the birds of the air. Your heavenly Father feeds them. He provides for the birds. He cares for them. Shouldn't we expect God to take care of us? You know, birds don't worry, but they do work. Birds don't just sit with open mouths expecting God to fill them. And the Bible says we're more value than they. The worry many people have over the material things of life is rooted in their low understanding of the value of their value before God. We don't comprehend how much God loves us and cares for us. Jesus says, which of you, by thinking, can add one cubit to your stature? No, we can't add to our height. By the way, by the same token, we can't add to our life, but we can harm ourselves through worry and stress and anxiety. If God clothes the grass of the field and he takes care of the grass of the field, you can be confident he'll take care of you and me. O ye of little faith. Not a little fault, a little faith. Don't worry. Don't worry. We're invited to know a freedom from worry and anxiety that comes from undue concern about material things. Matthew Henry showed this when he wrote the following after he was robbed. He said, Lord, I thank you that I've never been robbed before. Lord, I thank you that although they took my money, they spared my life. And Lord, I thank you that although they took everything, it wasn't very much. And Lord, I thank you that it was I who was robbed and not I who robbed. Boy, that's good. There's choices to be made, is there not? But then notice there's a promise to be kept. The Lord says all these things will be added unto you because all these things are lesser things. The material things are always lesser than the eternal things. The important things are the eternal things. The important things are eternal life and the Word of God and prayer and the Church of God and loving others and taking the gospel to those without Christ. The important thing is that Christ died for me, he was buried, and he rose again the third day for me. Romans 8:32, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? If God gave his son for me, how much below that is food to eat, or clothing to wear, or something to drink? God says, I'll provide those if I seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. He'll add those things unto us. All these things shall be added unto you. The very blunt note of Mr. Trapp on this passage is worthy of our attention. He said, they shall be cast in as an overplus, or as a small advantage to the main bargain, as paper and pack thread are given when we buy a spice or fruit, or an inch of measure to an ell of cloth. It's a very common saying among the Jews, seek that to which other things are necessarily connected. A king said to his peculiar friend, ask what thou wilt, and I will give it to thee. He thought within himself, if I ask to be made a general, I shall readily obtain it. I will ask something to which all these things shall be added. He therefore said, give me thy daughter to wife. This he did, knowing that all the dignities of the kingdom would be added unto this gift. So while other people are worrying, we ought to be singing. When others rise in the morning and say, how am I going to live through the day? We wake up to a secure position and a happy enjoyment of the day ahead. Oh, my friend, contentment is our lot. Confidence in God is what we have. And that makes a happy, peaceful life. Oh, my friend, it's people think, oh, it's better to be rich than happy. No, it's better to be happy than rich. And happiness lies in our heart rather than the bank account. It's not what a man has, but what a man is that decides his joy and sadness in this life and in the next. All these things will be added unto you if you put God first. And you don't think that our physical well-being is a worthy object to live our life for. Then we can enjoy all these things being added unto us. You see, God always gives us what we need. I heard about two stores that were right across the street from each other. Highly competitive, always trying to get ahead of the other. The manager of one store came out one day and nailed a great big sign over the front of his store that said, if you want it, we have it. Well, the manager from the other store walked out and saw the sign, thought about it for a few minutes, went back into his store, and a while later came out with a sign he nailed over his store that said, if we don't have it, you don't need it. I can tell you something right now. No matter what you think, if you don't have it, it's because God knows at this point in your life, you don't need it. It's our job to serve God. It's his job to supply for us. Don't get that backwards. Don't think it's our job to supply and God's job to serve us. Oh, no. You know, too often we sing, you know, have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Here's how some people sing it. Have my own way, Lord, have my own way. I'll be the potter, you be the clay. I'll mold you and make you after my will. While you're waiting, yield it and still. And it's that attitude that'll cut off the blessing of God. In a real sense, we've been called to live hand to mouth. But that's all right if it's God's hand to my mouth. Oh, let's live. Oh, let's live so that it'll be safe for God to give us the blessings of life that now is. And one day will be laid up for us in heaven. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. James Cash Penny, who started the J.C. Penney stores, made some unwise commitments and became very depressed. He worried so much, he developed shingles. He went to see his doctor, who admitted him to the hospital, but his condition became worse. One night, he was prescribed a sedative that quickly wore off, and he woke up, believing he might die that night. He wrote letters to his family, farewell letters, and then fell asleep. He woke up early the next morning and really was surprised that he was still alive. Then he heard people singing, God will take care of you. He got up and walked down the hall, and he found the chapel where they were singing. And he went in, and he listened to the singing and the message with a heavy heart. But then, as his testimony says, something happened. I realized that I alone was responsible for my troubles. I knew that God loved me, and he was there to help me. God will take care of you. And he went back to his room, and he said, from that day forward, my life was free of worry. And it was all because he realized God would take care of him. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide. God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Oh, don't live for these things. Live for God. God is your Father. If you know Christ as your Savior, God is your Heavenly Father. I'd be so discouraged if when I had younger children at home, if they came to me and said, Dad, did you pay the mortgage? Dad, will we have heat? Dad, will we have air conditioning? Dad, will we light stay on? I'd be so discouraged saying, listen, I take care of those things. You needn't have a worry about that. And I wonder how often God is discouraged with us because we're worrying about things that he takes care of. Oh, my friend, let's trust God. Put him first. Put eternal things first, and he will take care of the temporal thing. Boy, that's a good lesson. Hey, I don't know about you, but I'm going to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and allow him to add all these things unto me. That's a great promise for this Wednesday, October the 15th, 2025. Let's take it. Let's live it. Let's experience God's goodness to us. All right. Well, let's have a good Wednesday. Look forward to the church service tonight. Always a great gathering in the middle of the week. And we look forward to a wonderful time together this evening. Hope you can join us if possible. And again, a reminder, pick up the broadcast and subscribe, would you, to the podcast on Apple Podcast as well as the iHeartRadio podcast. We'd appreciate you doing that. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone. Because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.